Liberals, every day we fight with them, we being the people on the right. We have things right, they have things wrong. Liberals, you know what I'd like to say, that they're mindless. And they really are mindless. But I can't say that because we all know they're mindless. So instead, I gotta say they have closed heads because they have no minds. Repeating myself, do you get it? Because the things they do are crazy. They don't make any sense, right? I mean, all they do is attack the citizenry each and every day. Often they attack themselves. It's bizarre to watch them in action. You know, they hate all things that people with minds actually like. Liberals, mindless people, I repeat myself on and on and on again. Hey, but you all know what I'm trying to say. I mean, we have to fight. We, people with minds, we got to stand up because these people without minds, sometimes they scare me because they come across so well. Some of them are actually smart to listen. But they want things that aren't fair. They want to take away our freedoms and so many other things. Biden, case in point, he now wants all Americans to be forced to have a COVID passport, right? Which means photo ID. This guy, though, says that he opposes voter ID at the same time. Because according to him, black people have too much difficulty obtaining a government-issued ID. Wow, what a racist. I mean, that's just not accurate stuff. Anyway, there's a lot of white people that can't read or write. Oh, I'm almost one of them. The guy is just a nut, right? He's another left-wing guy that is doing all of these crazy things. And then you have the economic advisor for Biden, and she says this: I support corporate tax increases because it is the right thing to do. The right thing to do? It's a left thing to do. Thank you very much. It ain't the right thing to do. Facebook, they removed a video of an interview with President Trump just recently that was conducted by his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. They said this: any content in the voice of Donald Trump will be scrubbed from the social media platform. He's the president of the United States of America. He served his country for 4 years. He did a lot of good things, and it doesn't matter, he was the president. Jimmy Carter gets press. I mean, he's allowed to be on there. They scrubbed him. What does that tell you? It tells you that these guys, they're in control again. They won illegally, I think. I'll probably be censored now for saying that, right? Who knows what happened, but I do know that you should not censor a president. Shouldn't censor anybody. You know, there's lines with that. I mean, if you're gonna stand up and use all kinds of funny words and differently cuss words, I guess. But this was a reasonable interview, and they censored them. Tech executives who've gotten rich and powerful because we the people have used their platforms, now they're brazen with their censoring. You know, we watch it in our show all of the time. Soon I'll be removed totally, and I get it. But it's not nice, right? Many people across this country are so tired of being silenced and intimidated. And President Trump says that he's going to come up with his own social media program or channel. I hope he does. I mean, you do need some guidance online, social media, because there's a lot of crazy things. I mean, you can look at a Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and look at some of the comments, and they're horrible. But they're not censored. They're there. The language, the wordage, it's awful. Some of what people say on children's cartoons, right, or children's shows, but yet they censor the president, who's not swearing, he's not cussing. The FBI recently conducted their annual monthly report, of course, for guns and how many people are doing background checks in March in 2021. Yet again, it was a record number of background checks, right? Guns flew off the store shelves and ammunition. Good luck buying any ammunition in America. After the shootings in Atlanta and Boulder, Colorado last month left more than a dozen people dead in each attack. And the Democrats, the liberals are all screaming for gun control because look what happened. But the good people are saying, hey, we need guns. We have to defend ourselves because you want to shoot back, right? These people are the people. Politicians, they're so out of touch. They don't get it. When somebody does a bad thing, boom, 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 people want to protect themselves. They don't want you to take away that right. But that's what government does. I mean, left-wing government. That's what they do all of the time. And swing over to Canada. Every time, if somebody in Halifax does a bad thing with a gun, they go to Vancouver and take the gun away from the innocent guy who had nothing to do with it. I mean, you see that in all of these left-wing places. It is just berserk. And Canada's really got this going on. Let's just analyze Canada, right? They have the worst rate of drunk driving deaths in the developed world, right? An estimated prorated. I mean, the U.S. last year had about 11,000 deaths from people who were driving drunk. Canada had close to, I think it was 1,700 driving drunk, 1,700. people who died in homicides last year in Canada was about 600, and hardly any of them used a gun. I don't have those stats here, but there weren't very many, right? So if you want to stop drunk drivers from killing sober drivers, it's simple. You ban sober drivers from driving. That's how gun control works. You get that? That's how crazy it is. This liberal business, you can't even begin to go there. And then staying with Canada, they have what's called the EI. When I was a kid in Canada, it was called UI, I think, unemployment insurance. If you're unemployed and you're paid into it, you for the time period that you're unemployed, you could be paid. You could receive this benefit. And now they call it employment insurance. What does that mean? You're not working. But it's that mind thing again, that brain thing. It's a subliminal thing. We're liberals and we're going to make you feel like you're something you're not. We're going to pay you to be it. And it was just kind of like the gender thing and everything else. They mix it up like a dog's breakfast. Bah! Canada. You know what? They make me crazy with a lot of the stuff that they do. All of these liberals that are in charge of their business, and it's wild stuff. And here in the Asian community, you have I think she's a minister or something, small business, export promotion, international trade. And she says it's unacceptable that there's this rise of violence going on for Asians, right? And she's so upset about that. And I get it. I mean, we shouldn't have racism going on, but is it racism? Or are people just ticked because you go to Vancouver and Markham, Ontario, and different places, and it used to be Canada, and now it isn't anymore, in the sense that they don't mix. You got Chinese, Cantonese, Mandarin on signs everywhere, and maybe people are expressing themselves as hatred towards what you brought with you. Look at the sun shining in here. Even when I say bad things, good things happen. I mean, California, it's a sunny, sunny day. So racism is a bad thing. But maybe anger is something you have to deal with. Don't think of the color business so much. Think about the pieces that come with it. The Canadians are so upset because their country's changing. So are they making signs because they don't like you because of your color? Or are they making signs and saying bad things because they don't like what you've done to their country? I don't think it's racism as much as people think it is. I think it's frustration and anger, and people don't know how to express themselves. And so they do what they do. Ah. I get a grade 8 and I'm trying to sound like I'm a psychologist. You all give it some thought and come back tomorrow. We'll have more for you from the right. See ya.